Very good.
I ask that the CLC get Dave Overton assisted in his recovery of property. When he gets return of his gold coins back, he can pay for the legal work. He is elderly now and wants his property back. It was ordered back to him by a lawful court and judge. What is not to understand here? It was not ordered back to Green or to Eckers or even to the Institute where it was first intended. It was ordered returned to Dave Overton. Now, if this is continuously stated by the Green team that Eckers will end up with the gold, is that not some indication that possibly that gold was never, never, never intended to fall into the secret trap of Green? If they have continued to use a statement of mortgage payment, if needed, to the so-called Greens, let us consider that one. Greens had no confusion over mortgage or dwelling problems. Eckers did. Moreover, in the damned heat of court at the time. And furthermore, the sum would have overpaid those costs. Moreover, if Eckers had the millions of dollars stolen for personal reason, why would they still be around struggling over this mess, much the less lost the property and everything they ever hoped to have? No, a man who states he is worth some $5 million personally took the assets intended for all of you and buried them for his own in Nevada. Then, when it got rough here, he split there, he split for Montana. Good show? We shall see. Mr. Green is regularly visited by very black, very surveillance-oriented black helicopters over his place in Montana. As many as five at a whack. Those are not my baby's friends. I don't think the elite are liking his games very much, or his friends. So be it.
Well,
that do it. The muffin man, the muffin man. There is no bread. Let you eat cake. Let's take a break. Let's let her get her head back on.
On the record.
Break is over.
I would go on the record.
Okay.
With that letter that you have from one called Bronco. He's from Canada. And if you can find down through the writing, it might be as well if you just read what I've already written. I did not outline the questions. He has some, as all of you will, your favorite channels, your favorite soothsayers, your favorite psychics. There's nothing a psychic does that you cannot do. They just know they can do it and they get themselves attuned. I hesitate to ever encourage psychicness because it causes a great deal of confusion, and unless that is a gift that is presented to you and you can test it, it's more mysticism than it is a solution for mystery. Now, you'll have the astrologers, you're going to have tarot card readers, fortune tellers, magicians. All of this is a part of historical activity since the beginning of time. I'm not foolish enough to say don't get involved in that, because you are already involved in it. There's not a one of you here who doesn't thoroughly enjoy watching David Copperfield or reading your fortune cookie. Just know what you're doing. If this is an enjoyment and you can register some rapport with whatever the reading is, but you could take anyone, if you are sensitive at all, and you could make them, well, maybe you couldn't, I can. And that's not even a fair comparison, because some ones are gifted with the ability to see, and they are gifted with the ability to put tools to use that bring together information that may be suitable. And when you are experiencing ones who can literally find dead bodies or literally draw a description of the perpetrator of a crime, this isn't even psychicness. This, except by definition, this is an experiencing of all knowledge. And I could get off onto this kick and never let Vladimir speak. I believe, I may be mispronouncing his name, but I believe it's Terzisti. He can get up here in a minute and tell you who he is. Beware of this psychic movement. The New Age movement is the worst of all things that you've come up with, because you have misplaced your responsibility. And the government, in its all-knowing wisdom for screwing you, will take this and they'll put you out of business for life. They will make your environmental protection laws so that the man in Bakersfield goes to prison or pays a massive fine, $100,000 or something or worse, for every mouse he runs over, while down here, maybe from the same rodents, you're getting pneumonic plague. Up at Ecker's house on the hill, and this is nothing compared to the farm, you have such an invasion of the little Mojave ground squirrels that are protected. That is incredible. There's a skunk living in one of the little metal sheds right outside the bathroom window. These things you can't do much about. But it's all part of this new age. I can't even begin to hope to find a word that fits it. You see, you have a tendency to pull away from these religions who have lied to you. And so you move into something that seems to be higher mind, which is where you want to head. But every step of that higher passageway is filled in by other doctrine makers. And you're off on the primrose path to La La Land. It isn't quite as serious as the yellow brick road with a monarch programmed Oz child. But in the long run, it's the same journey. You keep trying to look for your connections in all those wrong places. You don't need to look for your connection. It is a part of you. It is the reflection of you. And yet you want to dump your responsibility for your passage off on somebody else. You're not sure enough of yourself. And it means that you have to go against those who taught you through the generations of time. I mean, aren't you popular on Easter sunrise service to get up and say, "This is bullshit"? Now, what do you think they'll do to you at the Hollywood Bowl?
Crucify
you. Right. How dare you interfere with our blood ritual? And the idea of a risen master teacher is what you want to think about anyway. So if there is a positive aspect of this, it is the no ending of life, and you don't need these rituals to get there. So you have a lot to grow up through. And when one say, "Well, but you never knocked it before." I may not have knocked it, but I think if you ever go back and read 137 volumes that we have written here in the last 5 years, you will be astounded at how little I have agreed with it. But you have to be brought up to a position of being able to accept truth. I'm not here to overthrow anything. I am here to bring truth so that you can grow up through it in reason and knowledge. because that's the way it is. I'm not here to knock a master teacher. His name was Emmanuel, spelled J-M-M-A-N-U-E-L. And it doesn't matter if you wanted to call him Isa, Isa. I don't even care if you call him Jesus, do you see? But a religion was built around the poor man because you murdered him. And when you build a religion on murder instead of on life, you got a problem. And Ron writes and says, well, you know, who, creator, tampered with the original Bible first? Who was, who, why, and who did that? Nobody. It was written that way. And it's been tampered with so many times, it's to be shocking. But you can go all the way back to the violence in Genesis and know it was not of God. And you can read those Ten Commandments as presented. They're not of God. He doesn't want you to sit on your assets on a Sabbath. And he doesn't give a damn whether you tithe to that church or not. They care. Religion is the way, the first chosen way to control the masses. And then you go right down through the list of protocols. Get control of the goal. Get control of the education. Destroy the family. Get control of the gold. Get control of the gold. If you have the wealth, and then you set the other structures, and then you get control of the educational system, you can teach the world anything. So your enemy has come right down his list of protocols and manifestos, and you will find the same set of let's take the world regulations from the inception of those Bibles. I don't even like the term Talmud Emmanuel, which is written by Scoria. The same scribed script or scrolls that we wrote, and they called his name Emmanuel. But there has been embellishment to the Talmud Emmanuel. Now, Talmud means Bible or book of rules. I'm not even going to quote Mr. Webster, but that's basically what it means. But all Talmuds, now you better hear this, all Talmuds are written by man. And with the protocols and the Talmud of what you refer to loosely as a Jewish faith, no, it is an item that stands all on its own, written by elders of Zion. And so long ago that it would absolutely astound you. Now, long before the Illuminati, you had the visitors to your place, and there was a hierarchy. And I hate to use the term, but it was a triad. Two humans, one reptilian. That evolved into the Illuminati. And God was left out of it. And you talk about the 13th steps, 12 of the pyramid, and then the 13th, the capstone, being Jesus Christ, according to the Masonic Freemason rules. That ought to scare you to death. You have taken a man whose name was not Jesus. He was called Jesus by the greatest writer of the New Testament, Paul, who was Saul of Tarsus, was never a friend, always an enemy. And then Freemasonry placed him as a 13th or capstone. If that were in goodness, that would be, oh, say, remarkable. But it's not that way, is it? The all-seeing eye, the capstone, came from ancient Egypt all the way back with the ones who wore those little cute serpents on their little hats. Celebration of such holidays as Easter, did it ever occur to you to be strange that always the Hebrew, those old ancient biblical myths that come down are always at the same time that the Christians are celebrating a holiday, and all over your Christian churches are nothing but these Masonic, old Freemason, Illuminati, on back farther than that, Egyptian symbols, ritualistic symbols. The Bible is based in total on ritual sacrifice, blood sacrifice, burnt offerings. Now, I want any person in their sane reasoning mind to tell me how killing a lamb and bleeding it to death while it's still alive and eating its insides out while it's still warm and its heart is beating gets you into goodness and into salvation. It's sick. And I'm tired of the purest of the pure being taken and put on that altar, and you eat him every Easter. And I get to be a poor sport about it from time to time when my people are being picked on. But ones continue to write. Well, I'm so confused, and I went to this meeting, and so-and-so said, I am receiving now from Hatton. So what kind of a letter do I get? Hatton, was that really you? We want the truth. I have one sentence to answer it. If it were me, you wouldn't be asking me. You know when it's me. Identify right off. I'm in the service of God right here, right now, and I do not encroach on another person's mission by giving poor, hapless listeners who are gathered for the evening to hold hands and do their seance an evening of entertainment and confusion. And I don't go about monitoring billions of energy forms out here that you think may be speaking to Joe Blow in South Africa. I don't have to concern myself with that. I do have to concern with myself with Timothy Binder going over to South Africa and giving false information about Dormba's photon belt. You're in the photon belt, for goodness sakes. And it'll kill you because you can't see it. It'll give you carcinomas and mutant cells. And if through it or through your actions, the radiation belt around your planet is ignited, you will have 3 days of such blinding light that it will blind you. Now, if you cannot believe that that is possible, they have lasers, my dear friends, that can blind head-on an army. And they use it. You can blind and confuse a pilot trying to land an aircraft, and they do it. And it's tit for tat. You have technology. The Russian cosmospheres have technology you cannot even dream about. And they can from the moon and from satellites now monitor what you have in your house to the last plug dollar. So you think you're going to run hide this, or you're going to do it this way, or you're going to do it that way. No, you're not. The beast is an incredible animal. So you better stop thinking of fighting this beast with a little pop gun. He will blow you away. And he will blow away your leaders. so that you are in total chaos. Oh, well, Sir Gripe said I better get myself a gun. Yes, when it was suitable, so did I tell you. In your survival gear, you should have a rifle. I even told you what kind. I also told you that we would be giving you some ideas of how to manage your life. Use it while you can. The minute the laws change, don't do it anymore. I don't care how right it is if you are out there saying, I'm a sovereign citizen, I don't need a driver's license, and they stop you. Don't tell me your sad story about it costing you $600 to just get released and now you've got to have a lawyer. Don't tell me from Montana Militia we got arrested because we had guns. I honor those patriots. I love and honor Ray Rennick. But I said, Ray, do not do this. And he said, I'm really sorry, sir, but I have to do it my way. Well, he did it. And now it's, sir, get me out of here. Get him out of there? Why? Every time he's been on probation, he's gone and gotten a gun. He even took it in the damn courtroom. I have a right. Not around me, you don't. How can I trust him if I got him out of there this afternoon, not by tomorrow, him say, well, by God, they're not going to do this to me, and I can carry a gun. The law, the Constitution. I'm telling you, the bigger gun makes the law. And through emergency status, the Constitution set aside. So guess where you are? You may be sitting on top of the pyramid with its capstone right on the point. And it's uncomfortable. What is right in this world is no longer under consideration. And anything they do with the power they have is legal. Remember it. The greatest criminal in the world, of which Washington is full, is very legal when he comes to you with that big gun. We don't need any dead martyrs. You do not have to get deaded or suicided, as the case may be. Now, you made a good point in Arkansas. The minute it was discovered Mary Snell was missing, the police were called. In Texarkana, they went over and checked so that several of the top levels of police enforcement went to her home. The governor's office was contacted. Where is she? Because you see, what I can see is not what you can see. I could see the plan was to take her out, suicide her, and he would be so distraught that they'd make sure he died too. And it's all over. She's just so distressed over the way things are happening, she just killed herself. And I had a basket case because Dorma was so sure they were going to go out there, break out that door, and walk in there, and her blood would be all over everything, and she'd be dead. And they always leave a clue. The phone was off the hook for 2 days. And these are the things that you have to do. My answer to this question that Bronco has asked is if you have to ask me, that means you are filled with doubt about that speaker. And if it's in contradiction to what you already feel you're guided to do, then you better question it. I can answer him absolutely and without a doubt that no, I did not speak to that one about anything. I don't know that one. I don't mean to offend that one. I don't have any interest in that one. I just have no need to consider this. But these are close, close friends of yours. So neither do I want to be insulting. And what else are you going to do on a Tuesday night or a Thursday when you gather together? You're going to talk about these things. But I cannot give personal, individual attention on these matters. We have a mission. I would like to be able to kind of turn this over. Where is Vladimir? You thought you could get away. We're not going to put you on the spot or anything. I'm going to... Well, I mean spotlight. Boy, did that work fast.
Vladimir went after some crutches.
You should know. He has different crutches. He's not sure what he thinks of this, but I would guess that he thinks it's something's interesting, if at least worthy of some thought. I can put him a little bit at ease to let him know why he's here at this location. Or why he might just be over the mountain and why he might be drawn there other than life. Over here maybe 2.5-3 miles across from Northrop, which is over the mountain, is the largest crystal on your globe. It is now approaching 3 miles in diameter. It is a huge unbroken chrysanthemum. And the enemy, I call you all the enemy, because you all keep thinking, well, save us in the United States. Well, I want to tell you, an awful lot of the United States people are my absolute enemies. You are not. You are my team. That being as it may, the communication center, navigation center of this part of your universe is right under those mountains. You have a system across the nation now all hooked up. The ley line grid is in place. It was already in place. And then a year ago, January, I believe it was, the grid system with the Omega transmitters, etc., were put into operation. And you are under attack continually. Of every sort of frequency. And sometimes it gets so bad around here that the racket itself is enough to drive you insane. You can't get rid of it. People go for treatment for their ears. It's not in your ears. There is a reason why this is a suitable place, because of the electric field that is put up when the wind is blowing over there from the windmills. Not from them, but from China Lake and Edwards Air Force Base. It disrupts those repeating microwaves. These are the things that draw the team together, whether you realize it's here or you don't realize it's here. And of course, the public laughs and falls on their face and misses the point. Which is good. They won't know what hit them. On the other hand, it does get old to continually have to struggle through, and you're not even doing anything to them. Just the truth coming out blows them away. And your good Christian element, you know, one day you will get into your car and it will blow up when you turn on your ignition, your Christian community. And they'll leave these little notes on the fax machines and on the telephone answering. That is just part of it, people. Mind you, I didn't say that it is a nice part of it, nor did I say that it would ever stop. But you have the perfect shield, and it's called God. There is a prana frequency which they cannot do anything to. It is sort of like, again, our craft, and if you didn't see them out there yesterday and the day before, then you're blinder than I can describe. A lot is happening, and you have a full fleet available. At night, we are easily seen by our strobing lights, and any idiot that can look at that and say, oh, those are just little twinkler stars. Twinkle, twinkle. Suns don't rotate. So what would you have had at Fatima, for instance? A revolving golden disk. Come off it. You may be an illusion, but you function within the universal laws. You are given signs, but don't confuse them with Operation Bluebeam, of which now your own elite have made their announcement that they are now 2 years behind with their Operation 2000. You've done it. Now that sounds wonderful, but it's going to get nasty. The Bilderbergers and Trilats will be meeting as of, I believe, the 22nd, 21st of this month. And they're trying to figure out what to do about this now 2 year off. They could not go through with Blue Beam because too many of their satellites were missing. And no, we didn't take them out. The Russians took them out. So they know they've got some adversaries on your place. Whether these are good guys or bad guys doesn't matter a whit. So I know Brent's question is, does that mean we're 2 years behind with... and it may. It may, but you will live. All of that, Vladimir, is about a motion picture. You're going to love this association. You really are. I don't know how you're going to explain it to your friends, but you really are. You can start with William, you know. Bill, that slimy little puke is at it. This is big stuff. These are not little seminars. This is big stuff. You're playing with the big boys. And we're going to make ourselves known very, very soon. But not out of proper sequence. That is foolish. And we do not do foolish things. So we're all dying to know what in the world you do for fun. I've made it sound like it's pretty interesting. And it is. He travels and he serves as a host or interviewer, MC. He's a little shy, but he's willing to get right out there and ask questions and interrogate ones on their experiences. And I think you'll find that he has garnered a lot of information, and he has a great deal of insight and wisdom about it. He has the capability of interrogating ones with an open mind, a fascinated mind, but not a gullible mind. Just anything you tell me, I will absorb. And at the moment, anything you're told, you do absorb, and the chin goes down, and you listen to this, but later you process it. And things feel a little bit wrong or a little bit right. And the thing that I believe that I would like to have you share with them is more on basically what you know of or what you have been told of, because so much is going on right now with our writings on mind control that you cannot look at that, the monarch type mind control of the MK Ultra program that was at Waco. All of the monarch butterflies. All of your military Delta forces are trained with that military type of mind control. Korea was a good example. Vietnam was the example. And I'm sure that I don't speak incorrectly when I say that Vladimir knows and has interrogated Bielik, Nichols, many of the ones who are involved with the Montauk location. And I believe that some of the information is valid, but it all goes off there into La La Land. I am not here to quarrel with Al Bielik. What did he call himself before, Cameron? It's just too deep to be able to take one entity and dissect all that. Did he really come back and did he really experience? It's enough that he thinks he did. That makes his experience valid, whether that's information put in this robotic mind. I'm not going to insult him, please. This is not an insult. But you tell me if I'm not right, Vladimir. When you try to speak with Bielik or you listen, if that doesn't sound like a programmed robot, I've never heard one. It's like he's not there. He is still out there, uncollected. Well, that's what the whole experiment was about. And I don't like the correlation of calling it the Phoenix Project. That's our project. And they come along and they use everything that's of worthy definition, worthy terminology. Christ, God, Sabbath, and Phoenix Project. First it was called Rainbow Project, I believe, if you look in your records. Then came Phoenix 1 and Phoenix 2, and God only knows what after that. And it got completely out of control. And it was finally shut down from the surface. But I have terrible, horrible, incredible news for you. It's all on the ground. There are at least 25 of those Montauk-type bases around your country. Now, that's bad enough, you know, when we talked about the cobalt bombs placed at the base of your dams, under your cities, to think that you have these mind control centers that don't even have to work underground anymore. You have a grid system that you, well, I believe you're going to look for extraterrestrials with part of it over here, Edwards, and around. And now you're going to tear some of them down. Or you're going to build golf courses on them because you needed them until you got the grid system going. It's operational now. This man has some fascinating information. He's gathered. He's gathered and he's gathered and he's been willing to listen. And I think probably some of the most interesting is that Montauk type of system. I would not suggest that you try to build a system on the basis of what Nichols offers you. I don't know what you would get, but it will not be whatever he thinks it is. That does not mean that there is not power in the pyramid approach. But that's not what pyramids are for. So, Vladimir Tirzyski If I'm wrong, correct me. We like to be correct.
Excellent pronunciation.
Thank you. I knew it. We also have a sense of humor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming. You came without any... He came willing with an open mind. We'll have to give him some credit. For intelligence, I'm not sure.
Thank you for having me here. Real thanks. And actually, I've been following your journal for, I would say, almost 5 years. And I have a good collection of the materials at home. And I consider it a very important revelation, very important happening on the American underground scene, on the American alternative or politically incorrect scene. Thank you all for being here rather than being at the car showroom or at the recreational boat expo or what other or many other politically correct endeavors. Because this time here would possibly enlarge one's mind or vision of the universe, but would not enlarge his status among his politically correct friends.
Well, we're not very politically correct. But they can't put their fingers on us either, because we're neither a group nor anything else.
I want to be very quick here. So basically, in one sentence, I may be covering a whole book or a video or 20 books that we have classified into different sections. Simply, there is no much time to go into all these details. I would like to start simple with the technology, with the secret technology developed on this planet. I will talk a little bit about the Germans. What exactly did they do 50 years ago? Then I will talk a little bit about favorite hoaxes of mine that I've discovered as a scientist that I do not think are a real threat to our civilization. Then I would compare Russian and alien abduction experience, how different they are. Basically, finishing with the secret technologies on the planetary level done by the secret societies, then I would step a step higher in the universe, basically the interrelationship between terrestrial societies and aliens behind them. All terrestrial secret societies are subcontracting for aliens. Then I would go a step further up and would talk about the high levels of non-material management, planetary and universal management, for which higher levels the aliens themselves subcontract. Basically, the universe is an almost endless hierarchical step of such management levels, where the upper level manages the lower level. Then I will talk very briefly about the end times and how do I see the approaching conclusion of this and the beginning of the next century. And finally, I will talk about fear, mind control in particular, fear in general, in the overall scheme of things. Mind you, I'll be talking about half of the universal equation. That's what I'm interested in, the negative half of it. The universe is an evenly balanced endeavor. The yin and yang metaphor is a good representation of that. And
let me